You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Rapeseed waste becomes active packaging for fresher food. Rapeseed waste has been repurposed into a biodegradable active film by a research team combining chitosan with phenolic extracts and silver nanoparticles. This innovative packaging material enhances food preservation, reduces reliance on petroleum-based packaging, and promotes circular packaging systems. The study, published in Food Quality and Safety, showcases the potential of using agricultural residues for sustainable packaging solutions.
Electrostatic fields slow pork glycolysis during near-freezing storage. Electrostatic fields, when combined with controlled freezing point storage, have been shown to slow pork glycolysis during near-freezing storage. This innovative approach preserves more glycogen and ATP, limits lactate accumulation, and alters muscle protein structure. Researchers from the Institute of Food Science and Technology and the College of Food Science and Engineering reported the study in Food Quality and Safety, offering a potential solution to maintaining fresh pork quality during refrigerated transport and storage. Ocumetics announces completion of second tranche of unit private placement. Ocumetics Technology Corp announces the completion of the second tranche of its private placement, raising $2,500,000. The offering included 6,250,000 units at $0.40 per unit. The company has raised a total of $2,948,130 so far and intends to close the rest of the offering in subsequent tranches. The net proceeds will fund first-in-human clinical trials and ongoing research and development.
Biomed News Breaks, Regentis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE, American, RGNT Advances, Regenerative Solution for Major Unmet Need in Cartilage Repair. Regentis Biomaterials advances GelRin-C, a cartilage regeneration platform set to revolutionize orthopedic care. With a focus on tissue restoration, the company aims to address a major unmet need in cartilage repair, offering a practical, single-step procedure with promising clinical data. GelRin CR shows potential to provide durable pain relief and improved function, presenting a valuable option for patients seeking faster recovery and enhanced quality of life.
Network News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Limited advances MS imaging study with encouraging preliminary results. Quantum Biopharma Limited reports promising preliminary results in its MS imaging study with Massachusetts General Hospital, reaching the halfway point in patient enrollment. The PET imaging data shows encouraging signals in acute MS lesions, potentially offering a more precise way to measure myelin loss and repair. These findings are directly relevant to Lucid MS, the company's investigational compound targeting myelin degradation.
Greenland Mines GRML launches 2026 field season at Skyguard Project. Greenland Mines has kicked off its 2026 field season at the Skyguard Project with the departure of its support vessel Argus from Reykjavik, Iceland. The team includes over 40 technical experts, drillers, and logistics personnel, with more specialists to join throughout the season. The program will focus on resource drilling, bulk sampling, and advanced surveys to support project development and potential open pit mining.
Climate change is accelerating the spread of infectious diseases. Experts warn. Climate change is accelerating the spread of infectious diseases, according to scientists and public health experts. Despite the urgency of the situation, policymakers are not addressing this threat adequately. Companies like Co-Diagnostics, Inc. are actively working to combat this issue.
Rock Breaks Greenland Mines Limited launches 2026 field season at Skyguard Project. Greenland Mines Limited launches its 2026 field season at the Skyguard Project in southeast Greenland. the support vessel Argus has departed Reykjavik, Iceland, carrying essential equipment for resource drilling, bulk sampling, and environmental studies. With over 40 technical experts on the initial team, the program aims to upgrade resources and advance the project towards potential open-pit mining. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
NeuroThera Labs' quantum platform achieves a significant milestone by demonstrating a complete end-to-end hybrid D quantum K, quantum classical workflow for clinical data analytics. The platform successfully processes real-world clinical data, generating biologically relevant insights. This technological advancement showcases the platform's capability to handle complex biomedical datasets, applying quantum-inspired methodologies to uncover non-obvious patterns while maintaining alignment with scientific interpretation requirements.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, lots of NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.